Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. And Yetzer Hashem, today we'll be starting a new melacha, the melacha of moichek, of erasing. And this will have shaychus to opening packages, ripping a package, ripping the letters is a problem of moichek, and also be negeya, eating certain things that have letters on it, cutting birthday cakes, so on and so forth. I want to go through Yetzer Hashem, the whole entire sugya of moichek, and also including it about foods and about opening packages. So we'll start from the beginning. One of the Lama Test Malachas is the Issa of Moichik, of erasing. We know all the Lama Test Malachas have a Makar in the Mishkan. It was something they did in the Mishkan. That's how we know what the Lama Test Malachas are. And in the Mishkan, they put up these walls to crush them. And a lot of times, they had to know which carriage goes where, so they numbered the crush them because the Mishkan was put up and taken down, put up and taken down. They had to remember where every carriage goes. So they wrote letters on it, matching up the numbers. And sometimes they made a mistake when they wrote the letters on it. They had to erase it. So that erasing, Meichik, it was one of the Lama Test Malachas because it was done in the Mishkan. Now, by Meichik, by erasing, there are three levels. There are some things that are Osir Midaraisa. There are some types of erasing that are Osir Midarabanan. And there's some types of erasing that are Mutter Lechatchila. And we have to go through all the different cases to figure out which are Osir Midaraisa, which are Osir Midarabanan, and which are Mutter. So the halacha is that if you erase in order to write two letters, so then you're a chayiv for moichik on Shabbos. That means that you have a space you don't want to write there, so you erase the letters in that space in order to replace it with other letters. And to be chayiv the rice, it has to be placed for two oisiyos. Now, even if it's one letter, you're only erasing one letter, but there's room for two oisiyos, you're still chayiv. And the halacha is that if it's only one ois, it's avada, it's asur, but it's only asur midrabanan. Now, in order to be chayiv the rice, it doesn't have to be dafka, I want to rewrite it today. If I want to rewrite it after Shabbos, it also is considered moichik deraisa, because I'm making space in order to write two letters. And not only that, even if you never land up writing, but that was my mindset when I erased these letters. I erased it in order to write two letters, two more letters, two other letters. Even if I never did it, it's still osur midaraisa, because that was my mindset when I erased it. Now, it's mavuya in the halacha, the lav dafka, if I'm erasing letters, or erasing a shape. Let's say I just have a blotch of ink on the piece of paper, and that blotch of ink is getting in the way. I want to write there. So therefore, I erase that blotch of ink off the parchment. That also is osur midaraisa because of moichik. If I'm doing it in order to write other letters here, because lamaisa, I'm making a place to write letters, even though the thing I was moichik wasn't actually letters, it was just a blotch of ink. But since I am erasing that ink in order to write letters here, that is osur midaraisa. Now Mishbura writes, he brings like this, the Mishbura is in Simen Shin Mem, Sif Katan Yud, and that's where the Mechaber talks about these halachas, Shim Mem Sif Gimel. So in the Mishvur and Sif Katan Yud says like this, V'ayim Bebach, the Hu Adin, the Yesh Lezar, Kishenoifel Diyoy Al Oisyes. A little ink fell onto some of the letters, or Shinot of Shaiva, or some wax dripped on some of the letters. Shiloy Lemachek Atishto Shaideh Mechikasim Inka Oisyes. You can't take off that wax in order to see the letters. V'avakim Moichik Amanas Lichtev V'chayiv. The Mishvur says, this is like being Moichik Amanas Lichtev. And even if it's on one ois, it's at least osur midrabanan. So that's the halacha of the deraisa and the rabbanon when it comes to being moichik amnas lichtav. Now, the Bi'ur halacha says there is a case that you can be chayiv midaraisa even if you're not being moichik amnas lichtav. And that is when you're being moichik for a constructive purpose. For a constructive purpose, then it's osur midaraisa as well. And the example, it's really a machlokes, rishayim, and mishmurim is machriya, this is the halacha. And example that it gives is, for example, if someone has a ledger that says who owes who money, and now the guy paid back. You want to erase that ledger, you want to erase that line that says that I owe you money, I want to erase that line. That is a mechika, that's a constructive matter. And therefore, that's chayiv midaraisa. Another example would be, if you want to clean a wall, the wall is dirty with ink on it, and you want to clean the wall, that would also be asur, because in such a case also, it's a constructive mechika. I'm being mechik that ink because I want my wall to be clean. That will be another example where it will be osur. So the Mishmur is saying, anytime I'm being moichik in a constructive manner, I don't have to have amanas lichtav that I want to rewrite something there. As long as that mechik alone, that erasing alone is helping me out and it's a tikkun, then it's osur midaraisa.